Our Moscow correspondent, Lucian Kim, has covered Russia for years. And if you ask him, who's the most famous person in Russia? He'll tell you, no-brainer, Vladimir Putin. Things get interesting when you ask Lucian, who is the second most famous person in Russia? It's a name not familiar to many Americans. Yet.
My name is Ksenia Sobchak.
Ksenia Sobchak was a huge reality TV star. She has a huge social media following, and she's running for president. Sound familiar?
Liberal things that I say, they're as shocking as saying here you're a nasty woman or like immigrants go home. So for Russians, when you say we want freedom of speech, we want the rule of law and things like this, this is the same kind of radical shock.
Sobchak is in Washington for a visit and I sat down with her at her hotel today. I began by asking, does she think she can beat Putin in next month's presidential election?
No, I think I don't have any chances to win because these elections, to my mind, are kind of fake elections. They're not real. You can't win in a casino. The casino always wins in the same way Putin always wins.
You're saying it's rigged?
Yeah, I think it's fake elections because not all the candidates can take part. We don't have the equal media coverage on all the candidates, and we cannot fully control the vote itself. So by all those three parameters, they're fake.
Why run?
To be the voice for people who share liberal values, because Russia is a country where many people still do not have access to internet. They don't watch independent channels. Their only source of information is federal channels, which are highly propagandistic because they all belong again to Putin. So those elections are the only chance to get by constitution a certain time on federal TV channels. So this is my chance to speak up for all those people who do not want the situation to last forever.
Your candidacy has been unusual because you have been able to give interviews on television news in Russia, something most of the opposition is not allowed to do. Let me ask you another direct question, which is, what is your answer to critics who say you are a Kremlin plant? That Putin wants you in this election to make it look like a free, legitimate, democratic election, which he will then win?
I would say it's a lie because I think Putin maybe underestimates me, or he's less afraid of me than he's afraid of, for example, Alexei Navalny.
Another opposition leader in Russia.
But that's good for me, and that's good for opposition because it gives us a chance to squeeze through all those restrictions they have for all the opposition leaders. As for TV coverage, I didn't have my TV coverage for more than 6 years. Moreover, when I first went out on the street 6 years ago with the protests, which started in Moscow in 2011, I lost all my jobs. I was immediately fired from all my programs and TV channels. So I actually lost my business since then, and I had to rebuild it from the very beginning.
Let me follow up on that, because you mentioned Alexei Navalny, probably the most prominent opposition leader. He is not being allowed to run in this election. He's called for a boycott. He says the whole vote is rigged and that the only appropriate response is not to legitimize it, telling people to stay away. Why is he wrong?
Because it's double standard. Because when you wanted to run for presidency, you didn't tell anyone, well, I'm legitimating Putin. But as soon as they didn't let you do this, you say that all the others legitimate. This is kind of an unfair situation. Secondly, boycott is not a way out because mathematically it's wrong. We are many people who are against. Staying at home, we only play on Putin's ground. We make him gather more percentage.
That's your campaign slogan, by the way, Sobchak against
all. Yeah.
Let me let you respond to another question that has been raised, which is, for Americans who don't follow Russian politics closely, your father was the mayor of St. Petersburg. He was Putin's mentor, his boss. I'm assuming you have known Vladimir Putin since you were a child. Are you able to say things to be critical of the Kremlin, say things that others can't?
Well, I'm saying what I think, and I get a response, such as raids in my home, which I had, such as political bullying, such as people calling me at night with some, you know, words, they will kill me and things like this. But still, I say what I want. The thing that really matters is that for me, it's easier to say that than for people who do not have that much media coverage. You should understand that in Russia, I'm a very famous person. I've been famous for years through my entertaining programs, through my show business activities and my business.
You were a big reality TV star before you were a
journalist. Not only reality, but I did like lots of shows. Survivor show in Russia, many concerts, whatever. All Russian people know who I am. So I use this to the good because, you know, it's really hard to shut my mouth up because I'm too bright and I'm too many years visible to everyone.
You've talked about wanting to harness the Trump effect. That's been words I've seen you quoted saying. What do you mean by that?
I mean that many people would like to have a protest vote. Many people voted for Trump just to say, you know, their no to the system. They didn't like the system, and Hillary was obviously one of the leaders of
the establishment.
So that was just like, look, we don't like it anymore. We don't want any establishment. So we will vote for Trump to show our no to the system. So actually my against all slogan is also our no to the system, to say, look, we're tired of those guys. We're tired of Putin. We're tired of his friends who corrupt the country. So I'm not the best president, as you can imagine. I'm a journalist and before and next TV star. But let's just say no to them. So the candidates are so boring. We're so tired of them. It's all so unfair. That's candidate Ksenia Sobchak is actually your best option. So this is what is my strategy is about.
So what comes next for you? You're in this election, which is going to take place next month. You say you don't think you're going to win. Where does that leave you? What will you do?
I will go to form my movement with which I'm planning to go to Parliament of Russia. I think the only way we can try to change things now without going to prison is evolutionary way. We are not for revolution. We are not the ones to have, you know, fights with police. We are the ones who will try insistibly to change the situation by peaceful measures.
Ksenia Sobchak, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the interview.